President Trump says the U.S. is close to reaching a mini trade deal with China, but he offered no guarantees when he spoke to a business audience today in New York. Investors are watching anxiously for any sign of a truce. The trade war already has taken a toll on U.S. farmers and factories. Now there's new evidence that tariffs and counter-tariffs have taken a toll on Republicans' political fortunes, too. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Anyone hoping for a clear signal about the direction of U.S.-China trade talks didn't get much this afternoon from President Trump.
We're close. A significant phase one trade deal with China could happen. Could happen soon. But we will only accept a deal if it's good for the United States and our workers and our great companies.
It's been a month since the U.S. and China announced a handshake agreement, but nailing down the details has proven difficult. Trump, who fancies himself a master dealmaker, continues to insist he has the upper hand in negotiations and that China needs a deal more than he does.
Their supply chains are cracking very badly, and they are dying to make a deal. We're the ones that are deciding whether or not we want to make a deal.
Of course, it's Trump, not Chinese President Xi Jinping, who has to campaign for re-election next year. Trump's speech today was a sort of dress rehearsal for the economic piece of that campaign. In an effort to command the spotlight, Trump painted a dark picture of the economy he inherited almost 3 years ago.
At that time, America was stuck in a failed recovery and saddled with a bleak economic future, and it was bleak.
In fact, job growth in the last 33 months of the Obama administration was stronger than it's been in the first 33 months of the Trump administration. GDP growth did accelerate last year, but that sugar high has quickly worn off. And while the unemployment rate is close to a 50-year low, Trump's boast of exceeding economic expectations got only tepid applause from his New York audience.
Thank you. I was waiting for that. I almost didn't get it.
Trump continues to blame the Federal Reserve for raising interest rates last year, even though the central bank has now cut rates at three consecutive meetings. Meanwhile, the president's own trade policies have cast a shadow over the economy. John Hess, who runs a big oil and chemical company, pressed Trump during his New York appearance about the price tag of those tariffs.
There's a growing consensus that the trade war has a cost. A number of industrial sectors have recently been hurt.
Manufacturing's been in a slump for the last 3 months. Farm exports have taken a beating. China shows little sign of giving ground on the practices that spark the trade war, such as intellectual property theft, but Trump insists it's all been worth it.
The real cost, John, would be if we did nothing.
There's also a political cost. New research suggests the trade war cost Trump's fellow Republicans as many as five House seats in last year's midterm elections. Dartmouth economist Emily Blanchard and her colleagues found GOP candidates lost support in parts of the country hurt by retaliatory tariffs. What's more, they got no offsetting benefit in areas where Trump's tariffs might have given a boost to local industries.
It was all pain and no gain, and we were sort of surprised by this.
Blanchard says the hit to Republicans was strongest in the most competitive districts, where opposition to the trade war rivaled health care as a politically powerful issue.
So if you're in a close district, this is a little note to wake up and smell the coffee and maybe be worried about some of these pocketbook issues.
So far, though, that ominous political aroma does not appear to be affecting Trump's calculation about next year's contest. Trump said today if China does not cut a trade deal, he's ready to impose more tariffs. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.